Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Mike Simpson, and in this show, we're going to discuss formulas and variables and their use in business objects. I've been in the software development and training industry for over 25 years, and I've worked extensively with databases for the past 15 years. To learn more about me and about my background, please be sure to check out my GoGo profile. And if you've got any questions that you'd like to ask, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Why do we use formulas and variables in business objects? Well, formulas provide a really convenient means of keeping track of information. Now, every report has formulas associated with it, even reports that just have a simple table, because each of the fields in a table has a formula, such as an equal sign, followed by an object, and the object is going to be either in angle brackets or in square brackets. Because if you were to look at the structure of even a simple table, you would see equal sign and then the column name, and it would be either an angle or square brackets. And then those formulas get manipulated with various functions and with various strings. So every report is going to be utilizing formulas of some kind. Your formulas always start with an equal sign, and then you're going to have those fields. If you have any text that's going to be in the formulas, any sort of boilerplate type text, that text has to be in double quotes. Now, you have to be careful to make sure you got the double quotes there, because if you don't, then business objects is going to presume that the text is some sort of identifier, some sort of object in the universe. And if it looks it up and says this isn't an object, then it isn't going to work. Now, when we want to create a formula, we could do it in a couple of ways. If you just double-click on a cell and type in a formula, that'll work. And that's a convenient way if you want to make a quick and dirty modification. But most of the time, we're going to want to use the formula editor to be able to create and modify formulas, mainly because there are enough functions in business objects that unless you're doing this on a daily basis, you are not going to have all of these functions memorized, and it's way too easy to make a typing error. Now, you get to that formula toolbar actually pretty easily. There is a button that looks like a long stretched out F next with a little X next to it on the reporting toolbar. And that's a toggle button. It's basically the show formula toolbar or hide formula toolbar button. And you'll see that on the reporting or formulas toolbar. And that formulas toolbar will help you in auto-completing formulas. Because what will happen is that you can type the first few letters of your formula, like PA, and it'll auto-complete. Because if it can figure out that, oh, the person meant to type PA, they probably meant to type page, it'll start offering choices for you. So as you start typing, it'll narrow down your choices. So those of you who are lazy typists will really like the autocomplete behavior. Also, the formula toolbar will offer help on the formulas because you may not remember what all of these formulas do. So when you're typing something into that formula toolbar, or if you got the full name of the formula, just put your mouse on top of the formula and just hover the mouse over it without being clicking down. You'll get tooltip help on it. You'll also later see that in the formula editor, which is another button that you can click on, if you've got the FX button and you're running in the desktop intelligence world, you can bring up a three-paned window that's called the formula editor, which allows you to do more detailed stuff than just in the formula toolbar. And if you're in the formula editor, then you can click on a function that's in the formula editor and then go down into the lower right corner and click on function help. And that provides some additional help on what the function actually does. Now, clicking on that's a fantastic way to learn about functions that you didn't know about and to refresh your memory on functions that you used to use a few months ago, but because of the vagaries of work or whatever, you're a little bit fuzzy on. Part of being an expert is not just knowing what you know, but knowing where to go to look stuff up. And as I said, there are enough functions in business objects that you're not going to want to memorize all of these different functions. It'll be a lot easier to say, Well, when I need to know what a particular function does, I can always go and look it up in Function Help. Now, when you use that formula editor, you have a list of the available objects in your universe, you have a list of the formulas, and then you have a list of the different operators, like the standard relational operators, greater than and less than. You have the in and between operators and all that sort of stuff. And what you do to construct your functions is you basically point and click, and they all pop up in that formula toolbar. So since they all pop up there, you just basically let it do the work for you. Now, when you use that formula editor, there's a field in the formula editor called the description field, and that's down at the bottom. And that description field will specify the name of the function that you might be pointing and clicking in, and it'll also tell you what the return type of the function is and the arguments are. And so, again, if you don't actually remember what the function's supposed to do, the description field associated with the function will help you in trying to remember that. Now, the other thing that's important to know about putting together your functions in business objects is, let's say that you decide to create your own function and you find that that's fairly useful. And you decide that, well, I might want to be able to use this function again. You can actually take that function and save it up as a packaged object. If you save it up as a packaged object in business objects, we call that a variable. And business objects variables, when they get saved, you define that variable to be either of type measure, or of type dimension, or of type detail. And those of you that have been paying attention say, measure, detail, dimension. But those are the entities that business objects uses. And that's exactly the point. If you create your own variable, it's stored in a fashion that's absolutely indistinguishable, almost, from the way in which business objects stores them. The only way in which you can tell a user-defined variable, that's a measure, from a business object's defined measure is in the object manager. If you put your mouse over the object manager, in other words, if you hover your mouse over it as a tooltip, if it's a variable, in other words, one that you defined, you're going to see the formula that you use to define it. But if it was defined by business objects, you won't see a formula. That is the only way in which you're going to be able to tell the difference. Other than that, they behave identically. In other words, variables that you define behave identically to business objects that are defined of the same type, except for the fact that ones that you define will show up their type. So that's really the only difference between the two. Now, you can create these variables, again, from the formula toolbar or from the variable editor button on the reporting toolbar. But other than that, there really isn't a whole lot of difference. So since you can use them interchangeably, you'll often find people referring to variables that we create within business objects. You'll often find them referring to variables and objects interchangeably. So it can be easy to get confused when you're first learning about business objects. And my advice is not to worry too much about the difference between the two, although you may at the beginning want to hear about the term user-defined objects. And user-defined objects, or UDOs, can be saved if you're dealing with desktop intelligence. You can save user-defined objects in .udo files as local files on your own PC. But I do just want to point out that we do have this ability to save our own formulas in packaged objects called variables that, once they get saved, are treated more or less indistinguishably from the objects that the universe designer creates. I hope that you've enjoyed this presentation on formulas and variables in business objects. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. And if you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. And if there's a show that you'd like for me to do, you can let me know by utilizing that question and comment box. Thank you again for your time today. And remember to tune into GoGo Radio. It's found exclusively on gogotraining.com.